Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And now we've got the lovely Marie from Musiccraft CIC. Good afternoon, Marie.
Good afternoon.
Musiccraft CIC.
And what is that?
We're trying to make music and music education more affordable and accessible to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, including me, who can't play a thing.
Yeah, anybody that wants to come and see us and try anything.
Okay.
Okay, so are you a school, are you a facility, or what would you describe yourself as?
It's a bit of everything, really, because what we've done recently, we've opened up a community music hub where Jerome Solicitors used to be in Newport High Street, mm-hmm. Right between the Red House Spa and the new Correo Lounge. So we've got seven rooms in there. So we have private teachers who hire our space to do their one-to-one lessons, but then we've also got two rooms which we rent out for rehearsals. One's a fully kitted out band room with a PA, drum kit, bass amp, guitar amps, and then our other room has got less stuff in it, so that can be used for either band rehearsals or meetings. And also that's where we are going to hold like our own fundraising events, concerts, recitals, quiz nights. Just anything really.
Brilliant. That's a great idea, isn't it?
So bands can book you to rehearse whenever they need to, because rehearsal space is always a bit of a premium thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So the rehearsal rooms are open to hire from Sunday through to Friday for at least sort of 4 hours each night. And Saturday night, so we don't hire the rooms out on a Saturday night because a lot of people are out gigging and stuff, but we do have a free open house session where you can just come in, use the rooms, meet up with your friends, have a jam session, order your dinner to be delivered there, you know.
We do
quite often have a pizza and, you know, a couple of beers and a chat, and just more a social thing, just a drop-in center for musicians, just somewhere where they can sort of come and just be creative and talk to each other and get to know each other and form bands, really.
Yeah.
Okay, get together and play.
So it's local bands, is it, who come in to practice, or is it bands from the mainland too?
Only local ones. We had a chap on holiday the other week who plays piano, and he booked our room for a couple of sessions just to come and use the piano because he didn't want to sort of lose out on his practice while he was on his holiday.
That's a good idea, isn't it? Good idea. You have a piano then?
Yeah, we've got a piano in the downstairs room. We are going to get one for upstairs as well. And we've got some extra gear available for the downstairs room in case you don't want to bring all your own stuff in. So we've now got a guitar amp, a bass amp. There's a PA and 8-channel mixer available if you need it. And we have got bits of a drum kit. We are working on the drum kit for downstairs at the moment. So we just need to check over what we've got and what we haven't got and try and get any spare bits that we need for downstairs.
So can any band come and hire it?
Anyone.
Anyone?
Yeah.
So, but if you people are learning an instrument and they've got private teachers, presumably that's all done through their tutor.
Yeah, so the tutors, they run all their lessons themselves, and then they rent, they're our subtenants, so they rent our rooms from us. So we've got Jamie with his drum lessons.
Yeah, I was going to say Jamie's a well-known one.
Mike and Lorna. So Mike teaches bass and guitar, and Lorna teaches singing and woodwind and piano. And I teach piano and saxophone as well. My office, my teaching studio, is actually at the Riverside Centre and not at our hub. And then also at the hub, right in the attic rooms, is we've got our instrument repair workshop run by Vic Shears, and he repairs wind and brass instruments. So normally my saxophones that I've dropped on the floor or something's fallen off of them or something. But so he's our instrument tech.
That's worth knowing. So, I mean, I know one or two places that repair guitars, but I didn't know anywhere that repaired other instruments.
Yeah. So he does do brass and wind. And we're hoping in September, we're hoping to have a string teacher join us, and she's going to be doing violin and cello and starting up a baby group. So we've got lots of things starting in September, groups and things. Yeah.
Okay, have these babies got to play violin or
No. I'm not doing the baby group. She'll leave that in her very capable hands.
So we don't start them that early then? Soon as they're born. Here you are, here's a violin.
But listening to music and learning like the fine motor skills and things. So I'm starting in September. I'll be doing a preschool group class for 3 to 5 year olds. And that's sort of keyboard based because I'm using the Wonder Keys books. But a lot of it is listening and songs and activities with their fingers just to get the movement and the oral skills and just developing those early skills ready to then move on to an instrument of their choice.
Brilliant.
Sounds absolutely fascinating.
It does, doesn't it?
I'm always a bit in awe of people who can play musical instruments.
I can't play a thing.
Having been totally failure, not total failure, but not very good at it when I was at school. That was a long time ago. So how can people find out more?
So we've got our website at musiccraft.biz. And everything's on there, our contact details, the room booking calendar and form, because all that's automated and all that can be done online. Also, my repertoire, because I do a little bit of gigging with my saxophone, so I'm available for weddings, venues, events, things like that. And all of my fees go straight back to the CIC, so that we can help improve our provisions at the hub and make things more things available to everybody. Everything's on our website, and links to our Facebook page and your listen account with some demos recorded on there.
Okay,
as well.
What was that the URL again? What was it? Your homepage?
Musiccraft.biz.
Biz.
Is that B-I-Z?
Yeah.
Okay.
And is there a minimum time you can hire the room for, or a maximum time?
We open for the bands because we have to be a bit wary of the noise for our neighbours. So our band bookings, the rooms are open from 6:30 till 10:30. But if you are the first ones in, we let you come in about 6:00, so you've got a bit of extra time to set up. And then if you're finishing at 10:30, we'll give you sort of 15-20 minutes at the end to pack away, because I know that sort of can eat into your rehearsal time sometimes.
Yeah.
So we do as much as we can to make it easier.
Also useful that you've got some of the amps there as well, so you haven't got so long to set up.
Yeah, so the main band room, the white room, which is on the first floor, is fully kitted out. And then hopefully, like I said, downstairs we get a little bit more equipment in.
And that's going to be on your website. What sort of rates are you asking for these things?
So the rooms, the hourly hire on the rooms is £10 per hour. But that includes refreshments as well. We've got a cupboard full of cans of drink and bottles of water, and we'll provide tea and coffee as well, because again it's thirsty work playing.
Yeah,
it's
so
not
that's
bad,
all provided.
Is it?
That's all provided in with it. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, for now is £10 now.
Well, yes.
We'll have to put them up at some point, but
of
I don't know when. Not just
yes.
yet. Not just yet. Not till at least the new year, I don't think.
Yeah.
So. Okay, excellent. So
and whereabouts exactly is it again?
It's at 98 High Street, Newport, right between the Red House Spa and the New Correo Lounge.
Yeah.
Is that what used to be the post office?
The New Correo Lounge is what used to be the post office.
Right, yeah.
And
gotcha.
It's the building that's set back a little bit off the High Street, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the one with the yellow door. I painted that festival weekend.
And everybody looks at it and thinks, what goes on in there?
Yeah, I think we do. People wander in. They're like, oh, we didn't realise you were here. What are you up to? But you can. I'm there on most Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays and Saturdays during the day. So if the gate and the door are open, just come in, because I'll probably be on reception and people are welcome to drop in and have a cup of tea and a chat and a look round. Come in and have the grand tour.
Yeah,
I might send one of our Saturday morning students over to do an interview over there. It could be fun for them and you.
Yeah.
I'll let you know. I'm not going to drop it on you. But yeah, that's good. So, Music Craft CIC.
Yep.
Right in the middle of Newport, you couldn't get much more central.
No.
And
a nice band space for you to
practice.
Nice
band space for you to practice in. There's education goes on there, making it affordable, and that's great. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's excellent.
Yeah. That's really good news, and we will make sure people know about this kind
Absolutely.
Of thing.
Absolutely.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.